Hello and welcome to another installment of our series focusing on the history of the Steelers draft. Each day we'll look at the draft on a round-by-round basis and determine the best that each particular round had to offer. Today we'll be examining eighth round and later picks. And as always,
I'm right, he's wrong.
When you take a look at this list, there might not be any Hall of Famers on it, but there are two guys who, in my opinion, belong in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm going to pick one of them. His name is Andy Russell. Andy Russell came to the Steelers in the 16th round, class of 1963. In the middle of his Steelers career, he encountered two fairly drastic life events. The first was a two-year hitch in the Army. The second was a change in coaches from Bill Austin to Chuck Knoll. At the age of 28 years old, Andy Russell was told by Chuck Knoll he was going to have to change his entire method of playing, and he did it and became an even better player than he was beforehand. Andy Russell was part of maybe the greatest trio of linebackers in NFL history, along with Jack Ham and Jack Lambert. During his NFL career, Andy Russell was voted first team All-Pro once, and that was back in the days when they only picked three linebackers, and he was voted second team All-Pro five other times. So in six seasons of his NFL career, Andy Russell was one of the six best linebackers in the NFL.
I'm going to go with the other player on the list that should be in the Hall of Fame. That would be L.C. Greenwood, a guy who, to me, kind of embodies what the 1970 Steelers were all about. He helps to personify how that team was built and why it achieved what it achieved. A 10th-round pick out of Arkansas A&M, now Arkansas Pine Bluff. 6'6", 245 pounds, not ideal size for a defensive end then, not ideal size for a defensive end now. But Chuck Knoll saw something in L.C. Greenwood. He saw athleticism, he saw will, and once L.C. Greenwood started playing for the Steelers, Chuck Knoll saw a guy who played his best in the biggest games. Super Bowl X against the Dallas Cowboys, L.C. Greenwood dropped Roger Staubach four times. I would say he sacked Roger Staubach four times, but they didn't have sacks as an official stat back then. If they had been keeping them, L.C. Greenwood would have had 73.5 of those. That would have been second in Steelers history. All decade of the 1970s, all gold shoes team, L.C. Greenwood.
Okay, that'll do it for this installment of our look at the Steelers draft on a round-by-round basis. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time exclusively on Steelers.com.